It's the 3S old bachelors on a Friday night in a thunderstorm in the screen room in the yard. Oh, here comes Igor. Hold on. All right, so now we got our guest Igor tonight. Now, don't talk because I'm doing the podcast and I got a big list to read off, all right? All right, so let me start off by saying I want to apologize for no podcast being for 2 weeks. The first week, as you know, I was in Utah. The second week, there was a little bit of a fiasco between the 3S old bachelors this week. Because Mr. Peabody got mad at me, and he decided to punish me by not hanging out. He's not even paying attention. Oh, shit. Okay, so, now, my trip to Utah was pretty awesome. Now, I got my list here that I'm going to read off. It's a big list. So bear with me tonight. It's probably going to be a long podcast. Let's see now. Okay, I don't have this in order. I'm not going to talk in order. So I'm not going to start with Utah. I'm just going to go off the list. So firstly, I'm pissed off because I never get invited to parties by my ex-friends, which are obviously not ex-friends because they never seem to invite me to their parties, and that's pretty fucked up, so fucked up. I'm not talking about the 3S old bachelors, though. They don't do that. Last week, Mr. Peabody got mad at me because there was a party that I didn't get invited to, and he decided to rile me up by sending a picture of the party, making me think he was at the party, but he wasn't at the party. He was really at a Broadway show. So, that's that. That's that. Now, I have a new neighbor in the neighborhood. His name is Danny. He's kind of sketchy. So he moved in across the street. Not directly across the street, but on a corner over there. Yeah. So I'm sitting on the balcony one morning, as I usually do with Dexter. And over comes walking this guy, maybe about my age. He goes, "Hi." And I'm like, "Hi?" Because I don't know who he is. He's like, "I'm your new neighbor, Danny." I'm like, "Oh, okay." So now he keeps trying to struck up a conversation. And I'm not really a social person, so I'm not really in the mood to talk to him. And then around here, no one really talks to the neighbors. That's just how it is. It's New York City. And he just keeps... You all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I don't know, he's kind of... The story he was telling me, they just don't add up. I don't know, he's very sketchy. People that live in that house is very sketchy looking. I don't know, I heard that it might even be a halfway house or something. I don't know, there's some sketchy looking people that live there. I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I don't know, just something about him, I don't know. He's always sitting outside, too, because he claims that he has no TV or internet or anything. He's always outside smoking a cigar. So now, when I go out there on the balcony, he's always there. He's going, "Hi, Eric," and he waves and he comes over and starts talking to me. I don't want to talk to him because I don't want to talk to anybody. So it's kind of annoying. And then the other day, he's telling me he's got a mental illness, and I'm like, "Oh, here we go." So was this guy a nut job? I don't know, man. Crazy people moving in this neighborhood. I already mentioned the last podcast how some we were getting new neighbors. I don't know, man. Weird. So let's see, what else we got here? Oh, before Utah, I asked Bionic Muscle Man to give me a haircut and he refused. What else is new? Traveling is really miserable. It's very stressful. Between the airport lines, the rental car lines, and my dad had a first class ticket. And you know, when you check your bag, he had the first class ticket, so he goes on the priority line. I finished before him, both going and coming. He's priority. He's supposed to go before me. I finished before him. My dad says, "What kind of bullshit is this? So, what kind of priority is this? You know, he's supposed to go first." So, in Utah, I went to this thing that's kind of like an Olympics. It's kind of like the Olympics. I don't want to give too much details. But while I was there, we had a chance to set an official Guinness World Record. And I don't want to say what for, because I don't want to give too much details. Let me stop in a second. So, we had to break this number of 400, I think. And there was 540 of us, so we broke the official world record. So that was pretty cool. One of the guys on my team got a gold medal just because the opponent didn't show up. So I was kind of pissed off about that. And because I was pissed off about it, my dad says to me, "What are you, a millennial?" I was mad because I wanted a medal. He said, I had a millennial moment. in the opening ceremony, and I was walking, it was in a baseball stadium. So in the opening ceremony, I was walking, I don't know where I was going. I think I was going to get some ice cream. And I'm walking, and this really beautiful girl walks by. And we lock eyes together. Lock eyes. I'm talking, we're walking past, and both our eyes are looking at each other as we turn our heads. And I'm like in shock at that point. Like, why is this beautiful girl locking eyes with me? And it was like a humming, 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 humming moment. And, I don't know. I don't really remember what happened. Like, she was asking me a question. Something that had to do with the games. I don't know. She was just... I was just so shocked. Like, I was like, huh? You're looking at... You interested in me? So, it was kind of a wasted moment because I was, like, standing there like an asshole. And then that was it. okay, let's see. What else? Going home, the fucking flight was delayed for, like, an hour. That was annoying. When I came home, I had to get a new battery in my car. That cost me $153 fucking dollars. Mr. Peabody said I should have went to Costco. I would have saved $50. Some balcony stories. There was a woman driving on the wrong side of the road as if she was in England. The other day, me and my parents went to this place called Royal Crown to get a sandwich. And it was a whole fucking commotion. Because when we got there, they didn't have soup, and that's all my dad wanted. And now he created a whole commotion because he wanted to leave. He wanted to go to a diner instead. And I already ordered my sandwich. It was like a big commotion. Now we had to take the sandwiches to go. And then we stopped off at a different sandwich place. He's like, "Look at this. I got my sandwich for $5. You paid $30 for two sandwiches there." So there's a whole commotion over the damn sandwiches. Constant stormy weather here. Like tonight. It's annoying. It's kind of ruining the summer. But the weather in Utah is beautiful. Oh my god. Oh, that dry heat is beautiful.
No humidity.
No humidity. Dex has been very grouchy lately, showing me teeth. Lately, I've been seeing the same sequences of numbers, which they say is a good sign. Like, I keep seeing 11-11, I keep seeing 1-11, I keep seeing 3-3-3, 4-4-4, 2-2-2, 10-10. And those are all, like, angelic numbers. It's supposed to be, like, good. Hey, don't give me the finger. Mr. Peabody gave me the finger. Oh, yeah. We were just at Sonic. We're back in my house now, but we were at Sonic, and Eagle was taking his order, and then he says to the guy, "We're in the stall, by the way." He says to the guy, "I want my order to go." But it's funny because the order's all ready to go, because we're in the stall. You don't find that funny? You asked the guy you wanted the order to go, but it's all ready to go.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. But top it off, they forgot. I look in the bag, like, oh shit, they forgot to give me forks. Guys, how am I gonna eat the barbecue covered chicken? It's all covered in barbecue sauce. I can't eat with my hands, and my hands are gonna get sticky. Yeah.
That's another problem. Every single time we go to Sonic, it never fails. There's some type of problem. In fact, when we were ordering, we ordered two triple berry shakes and a hot fudge shake, and she put 12 shakes, and it came out to $35. And it was hilarious because she kept making mistakes. We were all laughing together, though. Like, it wasn't like a bad thing, but it was just funny. You can have your phone back. That's my list. All right, so I read everything off the list. Now I'm going to freelance my stories. So Utah was pretty awesome. I love it there. I wish I could move there. I couldn't afford it, though. Let me take a sip of my drink. Hold on. So Utah was awesome. Went to this event. We were there for 5 days, me and my dad. We actually went out to the Bonneville Salt Flats. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Then we stepped into Nevada for 5 minutes. Because it was only 5 minutes away. We stopped in there real quick because we had to get back. But let me tell you, as soon as we entered Nevada, the very first property on fucking the Nevada state line is 3 casinos. Of course! 3 casinos right across the state line.
What city?
Nevada. Wendover.
Oh, yeah, the state's Nevada. The state's, yeah. What is it, Wendover?
Wendover.
Oh, Wendover. I gotta look that up. All right.
Yeah. So we went to Bonneville Salt Flats. It was all desert. It was all open road, too. My dad was doing 115 miles an hour. Let's see. Did a lot of sightseeing. I went to the zoo. I went to the Natural History Museum of Utah. There was a lot of dinosaur fossils there. I went to this place called the Leonardo Museum. It had like inventions and things about flight and stuff in there. Of course, I went to Temple Square. Because we were staying in the middle of the city, basically. And we were right across the street from the convention center. So I had to do bowling and volleyball. I failed miserably in bowling. I bowled a 256 out of 3 games.
Did you do a Mr. Burns?
No.
No? You know what I mean.
I did volleyball. We played 2 teams. The first team we lost, the second team we won. None of us knew what we were really doing. That's all right. It's all for the fun. What else did I do there? I ate a lot of burgers there. I went to a lot of burger places. I went to In-N-Out. Oh, my God. I loved it. I'm so mad that they won't bring it here.
Out of those places, which ones were the best burgers?
Oh, definitely In-N-Out.
Definitely In-N-Out, number one?
Yeah. Then I had Carl's Jr. Wow, a lot of lightning. I had Carl's Jr. I had A&W. We used to have A&W like 20 years ago. We don't have it anymore.
Yeah, it used to be on the island, that last one. Now it's owned by some Turkish place. Yeah. Sandy White. Slovakian Express. That got destroyed by Sandy.
You know the place Colonnade on Highland Boulevard?
Yeah.
Across the street, that Turkish place?
Yeah.
That used to be A&W.
Oh.
Yeah. No. So, I went to A&W. I went to the original Pancake House. Oh my God, the pancakes were amazing. I went. What else did I? Oh, I went to Del Taco. I find it a lot better than Taco Bell.
What's it called?
Del Taco.
Oh, okay.
It's basically like a Taco Bell of the West.
And the menu's that month probably much better.
Oh, it was much better. Where else did I go? I went to McDonald's once.
How's the McDonald's in the West compared to the East Coast?
Same thing.
Same trend?
Same thing, yeah.
Wow.
Nah, it's all the same. It's a chain restaurant.
Ow.
Ow.
We'll not get stuff over.
I went to this place called Lucky 13. It was a local bar. It's pretty good. A local actually recommended it to me from Instagram that I follow. He told me to go there. That's pretty good. It had it was a burger that's called Breath Enhancer because the bun was made with garlic.
Right?
Yeah. So it's pretty good.
Was this at the bar?
Yeah.
Interesting. I gotta look that up.
We went to the Cheesecake Factory for the team dinner.
Wow. Is it affiliated with the one in Jersey?
No, but don't say anything because I don't want them to know what it is.
Sorry.
I think that's all the places I went to eat. So I say I went to the zoo, I went to Temple Square, went to 2 museums, Bonneville Salt Flats. Oh! I went on this historic train ride. Historic Herber Valley train ride. It was like 2 hours into the mountains and 2 hours back. That was pretty cool. I think that's pretty much it. But yeah, I had a really good time. The weather was beautiful. It was 90 degrees, but it really felt like it was 85. And there was no humidity. It was pretty awesome. I wish I could live there, though. Is it raining?
Yeah, it's raining.
Oh, it was pouring before.
It was. It's not. It's just rain.
So I think that I'm losing my voice now. I think that about covers it. Mr. Peabody, you got any stories for us? Oh, you know, while I was gone, these son of a bitches had a big party without me. They had a party at this girl Ashley's, and ironically, they ordered pizza, and one of the people they hang out with delivered it. I thought that was pretty funny. But these son of a bitches had a big party without me, so screw all of you. I'm going home. That's from South Park. You have any stories? Anything interesting happened to you? 2 weeks, nothing happened to you. Igor, you got any stories for us? You're our guest tonight. Give us some stories. What's going on? What happened to you in the last 2 weeks?
Let's see. 2 weeks ago, last Saturday, I was supposed to go whitewater rafting in PA, but...
Oh, that's awesome.
I was supposed to, but I was sick with a cold. I was coughing up phlegm. It was, like, really bad.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I wanted to go. But long story short, I called up Christina. She was like, yeah, we're not going to go whitewater rafting, but we're going up there for the weekend drinking. And I wanted to go up there and get drunk with my coworkers, you know, have a little fun, you know. But I couldn't make it. I told her, I was like, you know, she understood this and that. What did I do? Today I was off. Friday I ran some, I guess, errands.
Mm-hmm.
I needed a few things for my apartment, and I think Thursday night, like yesterday, I was cleaning the fridge because one of my friends, you know, spilled the beer. I was like, oh great, I cleaned it up, this and that. Now the tray where the glass insert sits, you know, I already took out the tray with the glass insert, the shelf. It's a plastic shelf with a glass insert. Mm-hmm. And I put it on the side, like I lay it on. Okay, I'm picking it up. The glass slides out. It's a tempered glass. Yeah. Long story short, the corner of the glass like taps like I don't know how fast it fell out. It was like it slid out. It taps like the because I have tiles in my studio apartment. The thing taps it, and the thing cracks, and the whole glass breaks into pieces, and it shattered everywhere in my apartment. I got so pissed, I started cursing out. I was like, motherfucker, I gotta clean it up now. And then today, I'm running around. I bring the tray with the, tell them, look, I need a glass insert. And then tell them, I go to this place in Great Kills somewhere. Whatever it's called. I go, is there any chance you guys could cut me a piece of the glass and put it in? Like, yeah, the guy's not here today. The guy already left. Come back Monday. She's like, oh, it's got to be tempered glass by law. I said, okay, how much is it going to run me about? She's like, it was a little bit bigger. Could be $175 to $250. I said, I'll think about it. But I called my landlord. I told him, listen, I fucked up. I broke the thing. It slid out. I'm sorry. I'll pay for it. He's like, okay, no problem. Just pay for it, you know. You know, it's my landlord. He's cool about it. We both work the same job as
I heard Ashley dated him.
No, it's not true.
You lied to me.
She did not date him. I go to the other place, tell them I need a glass thing, and the guy goes, I need a model number off the refrigerator. I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. You know, I'm not that smart with appliances that you need a model number. I said, I'll tell you what, just give me a business card. I took the business card. I was like, I'll do this.
whatever time you open, I'll call you and I'll read you the model number off the phone and I'll tell you and tell you what it is. And so I was like, how much is that going to cost me? Just the glass insert? But maybe between 60 and 80 bucks, which that's better.
Yeah.
But I told my landlord how much she said. He goes, can't they just cut a glass and laminate it with like a tape and then it acts like a tempered glass?
Well, it's got to be strong. That's probably why it needs to be tempered.
Yeah. In other words, just take regular glass and like laminate tape over it if that's going to make it strong.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
tempered glass has to go through a special process.
Oh. Well, whatever. I'll think about it.
Yeah.
And now I'm here hanging out with my friends in the screen room bullshit. And tomorrow I'm going to my friend's fiance's engagement party. They're having it at her parents' house. So he says, just leave your car home, take Uber there, which I'm not going to pay Uber. I'll take the bus for free because I work for them. He's going to tell me, don't bring anything. Just bring us a nice card gesture, an engagement card with money in it, which, whatever. I've always gave money because whether it's an engagement, a birthday party, or anniversary, a wedding, or whatever, or a bachelor party, whatever the freak it is, I don't know what they want. I just put cash in. Solves a lot of problems. That disperse it to them, and they, well, not disperse it. I mean, I just give them the car, whatever cash, and then they spend it and disperse it among themselves. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna go tomorrow and I'm gonna eat a lot of food there and
probably get drunk.
Absolutely, yeah. try to eat like a fat bastard, but I know Sunday I'm gonna pay for it and I might
make sure you take your lactose pill.
I gotta go to CVS after work. After work.
You took it before you drank that, right?
Yeah, I did. I took two of them.
Good, because my mom said no one inside tonight.
Hmm?
No one inside tonight. So if you need to go shit.
I'll get in the car, I'll drive to the bus garage down the block and use their toilet. I don't give a shit. I work there. I work in the other bus garage, but I could still use that garage to stop and look at something or take a dump because I work for the same MTA.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't matter.
Oh, that reminds me. Mr. Bionic Muscle Man. The beginning of the summer, he kept hounding me to open the damn pool, right? Then there was something off with the chemicals, and it was like taking another week to get it fixed. I might have mentioned this in an earlier podcast. I ended up having to drain. Oh yeah, I did mention it. I had to drain the pool and then refill it. And then the whole summer goes by. You know, he hounded me to open this damn pool. He went in once, and then the whole summer goes by. He never wants to go in. So now, you know, the pool hasn't been used. There's no chemicals in it. He calls me early. He's like, oh, yo, let's go in the pool tomorrow. I'm like, dude, there's, like, no chemicals in it and shit. So now he's going to give me shit tomorrow. Oh, come on. You got to get the chemicals in. Come on. I want to go in the pool. Come here. The whole damn summer went by. Now he wants to go in the pool. Ugh. Unbelievable. And another story. We were going to Long Island for that plane thing. In my car, he tells me, no, I don't want the air conditioning on. It's 85 degrees out. I want to feel the breeze outside. Open the window. He wouldn't let me put the air conditioning on. It's 85 degrees. Because he wants the breeze of the air. Are you kidding me? It's my car. I don't want to, but you know, he's got to argue about everything. I don't want to, whoa! Did you see that lightning? Holy shit! You saw that?
Yeah, I saw it, but...
Whoa!
Why isn't it making a thundering sound?
Oh, we'll hear that. I'm surprised... There it is.
Oh, there we go.
I expected it to be louder than that. Damn, that was huge. That thing was fat.
Yeah, it didn't struck close by, that's why.
Yeah.
It probably struck somewhere else.
Well, it did. That's why it took so long for us to hear the thunder.
It struck in a different location.
It's probably like 10 miles away.
Probably Jersey side or could be Brooklyn.
Yeah, no, it's probably over Jersey. Probably. That way is over Jersey.
Probably Jersey.
Yeah, so my own car, and he doesn't want me to put the air conditioning on. So I had to suffer, because I don't want to have to argue with him, because he's got to argue about every single thing. So, I'm sure, it's been 2 weeks. There's got to be more stories than that. You got nothing? Woo! You got nothing? 2 weeks go by, you got absolutely nothing.
Oh, one more thing. I picked work. They had a run that pays 11 hours a day, but you're off Tuesday, Wednesday. It's a local, straight to me, with a school piece. So basically, if the school's not in session, it just pays 8 hours for the week. But if school's in session, does you do like an extra piece kind of attached to it? It pays 11 hours and 33 minutes, and it pays like 10 hours 37 minutes on Saturdays, and on Sundays it pays like 9:37. I could have picked that. I would have been making money, but that's blood money, so. But the thing is, the days off would have been Tuesday, Wednesday, so I picked a nice and easy run. I'm off Saturday and Sunday.
Nice.
I wanted overnights, but the guys with seniority, because they did the express realignment now, they did a system pick with the garages because of that.
Yeah.
Look. Yeah. Yep. So, long story short, the bigger ones came to the Charleston garage, you know, out of the other ones, you know, because out here on the island we have the bus depot. We got Charleston, Yukon, Castleton, and Meredith. So that's the four garages on Staten Island. So, this route, I do a low S55, nice and easy, swing for 57 minutes, and then I pull an express bus out, and I go right up to Central Park, empty, and I start my trip coming back to like at 10:30, and I'm done at 12:20 in the morning, and the run only pays 8 hours and 2 minutes. Wow.
And then you got the whole day.
But I come in at 4 o'clock, 4:15 in the afternoon, I'm done at 12:20 in the morning.
That's at night.
Yeah, in the morning. Oh. Midnight.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's all. That's what they have. And, you know, and some guys were bitching. The guys were saying, I'm just going to move over there because I'm a fan. I don't want to
catch all right.
You know, that's that. The guys were bitching, like, oh, I want to get done earlier.
So, we had almost a half an hour on this podcast. I really don't have any more stories. Unless I think of something else, I can always add a second segment. You know, sometimes I do that. You just fart. He's farting over there. You're farting on the pillow. Come on, man.
Your ass is on
the pillow.
No, my ass is right here. No, right here.
Your asshole is on the pillow.
My asshole's right here. It's on the plastic seat. And plus it was up a little bit.
So, that's pretty much it. So that was my time in Utah. I had a great time. And I really got nothing else. So if I think of anything else, I know there was something I keep forgetting. You keep reminding me, and then we keep forgetting. So if you think about it again, let me know, and I'll just add another segment. But yeah, that's pretty much it. We're at 28 seconds. I mean, 28 minutes. What? Oh. We're at... I'm going to wait until 29 minutes, and then I'll end this. So, that's pretty much it for this podcast today. I know you guys missed us, so. Anyway, that's the three asshole bachelors on a Friday night with our guest, Igor.